Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:10 now. If you are having any issues with water, you're welcome to text us at 504-260-1870. I'm getting a text from somebody who has some water problems and they're trying to logic their way out of the problem, and I don't think you can do that because it's physics. Two neighbors have water. They say this makes no sense at all because all this night and a.m. water's been dripping from three separate faucets, three different areas of the house. And somebody texted in and said two things. One, just dripping a faucet overnight. If everybody drips or runs their water all night, the pressure will drop and so will those drips. Somebody else said a pencil-edged stream is faster than just a drip. If pipes are exposed and the temperature goes below 25 degrees, the pipes will freeze faster than just at 30 degrees, especially if it's windy. And again, I think we got to all remember this is a once-in-130-year weather event. The city got 10 inches of snow. We're not used to dealing with any of that, followed by two nights of freezing, hard freeze temperatures. And our mindset is normally it snows, and then the next day we get up and the temperature rises, snow melts, it's a mess. But, okay, that's over with. That's not going to be the case here. And with the highways and everything else, you're really talking about two more days until this event is completely over, Wednesday and Thursday, and opening of all major highways and so forth. And then I hate to tell you, but some of y'all are going to have plumbing issues. I'm just a messenger here that you didn't anticipate because of the hard freeze that happens every time we have these hard freezes in the area. Unfortunately, that can lead to water pressure drops. That can lead to fires with people trying to heat their homes. And that brings us to Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I would have never thought we'd see this, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and that's what people need to realize. Brian, you're the Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Try to put it in perspective for people, please, because everybody wants to get right back to normal. And as I said earlier, I do think that our mindset, and you grew up here as well as I did, it snows, all right, then the next day you go out and play a little bit, and it melts, and it's a mess, and then it's over with. But this is different. This is, I called it almost like a Category 5 hurricane, but of winter weather. Not to make a comparison between this and a Cat 5 at all, but when it comes to winter events, this is a bigger deal than just a casual snowfall.
Yeah, it is, Tommy. I mean, look, the roads are still iced over. You know, y'all just reported how many highways and interstates are still closed. The snow is starting to melt a little. It melted a little overnight. You know, you're going to get black ice on the roads. Mm-hmm. So, look, we just continue to ask people stay home. I know it's tough to stay indoors, but get out there and play in the snow again today. And, look, I wanted to just take a minute to say that we've been very fortunate over the last 2 days. We've had no fire-related fatalities, man. So I really think we're getting our message out with this home heating safety stuff that we've been pushing for weeks now. So if you don't mind, I'd just like to go over those precautions
again. Please, please, please.
Yeah, so space heaters, 3 to 5 feet away from any combustibles in a house. That's bedspreads, curtains, furniture. You know, put it on a hard surface floor. Don't put it on a rug. Plug in those heating appliances directly into the wall. Don't use power strips or extension cords. Power strips and extension cords are not made to host those devices. Don't use your stove or your oven to heat your home. It's not made for that, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a gas stove. That gas stove could create carbon monoxide, which we all know is a silent killer. Don't overfill your fireplaces. Look, if you use candles at night because you're out of power, make sure you put the candles out and make sure that those space heaters are not left unattended. Check your smoke alarm before you go to bed. Always check that smoke alarm. And look, our Operation Save a Life program, once we get past this, we're going to start pushing that program really hard again. We've got a lot of smoke alarms we like to give out to the public. We do that through all of our fire service partners. We've got about 200 fire departments across the state that participate with us. You call your local fire department, and we will come install a smoke alarm in your home free of charge.
I don't want anybody to have frozen pipes. I don't want anybody to panic. I don't want one problem to compound the other. And since 6 o'clock, Brian, I've been saying, we got to, now what we have to do, considering it snowed, and like you're saying, get out today, play in it. Don't drive around unless you absolutely positively have to. Few things are going to be open anyway. And if you want to take a tour, walk. Take a nice walk in the winter weather and enjoy the snow and play and all that stuff. But my concern is, as this event continues, frozen pipes start to happen, or in advance of pipes freezing, people hear about frozen pipes, so they start running more and more water, and as a result, the pressure drops, and you guys have trouble fighting fires should they break out. So one thing kind of compounds the other, right?
Yeah, we do. And look, we recommend not to run it, but we understand that with the amount of houses and homes that we have in this region that are above ground, we understand that you have to do it, run a little bit of water. I know that in our region down here, Tommy, that we've placed water tankers all over this area to make sure that if we get a home fire, we've got adequate water. Those trucks carry a bunch of water. You're going to have, infrastructure issues with broken pipes all over Jefferson, Orleans Parish. We know that. You just got to sit and wait. You're going to have to wait till the pipes thaw out, and then we'll figure those things out. In the meantime, I think our local fire service is prepared, and they're ready to do what they have to.
If when it comes to again, heating the home and fireplaces, talk about the fireplace if it hasn't been cleaned in a while, because I know they had one fire, maybe two, that broke out because of that. Mine hadn't been cleaned in a while, and as a result of that, I did have it cleaned and used it successfully. But people, again, whenever you get to doing something involving heat or electricity or gas or fire or something that you don't normally do, that's where you got to stop and take a second and a breath and think, wait a minute, this is a good idea or not.
Yeah, over the years of using those fireplaces, soot and build up inside of the chute going up. So you want to make sure that annually you probably get that thing checked. Make sure the damper's open. Don't overfill it. Don't put more in it than you need to. Put an adequate amount. It's not going to heat anymore just because you put more logs in it. So just be careful with that. Again, make sure the damper's open and make sure that you just keep an eye on it and don't leave it unattended at night. You go to bed, put it out.
I think we've been very lucky so far, knock wood, with the, as, and you well know, Brian, as a state fire marshal, what happens when the weather turns cold and people inadvertently killing themselves. Hopefully, everybody's paid attention to the advice we've been handing out, you've been handing out, and follows the instructions and stays safe throughout the end of this.
Yeah, we can only pray that the message is getting out, man. So we've had an extremely busy year up until this event, and it looks like because we've been pushing it so hard early in the year that the message is getting out, and just be careful.
Any final thoughts?
No, man, I just would never thought I'd seen this event. I mean, I know you and I have been around the West Bank in this region a long time, man. I would have never thought it.
Thanks, Brian Adams. I appreciate it. 9:17. Now we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about frozen pipes, and we'll get an update from Plaquemines Parish, Jerry Turlich, in a moment. Talk about driving conditions in Plaquemines Parish, Belchase, etc. here on WWL.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready?
Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.